Hey everybody, as always, we have it going on for you on Tuesdays. My name is Barbara. Welcome to the Speak Up Table, and today's guests are Michael Rosedale. Michael is the Bonner County Clerk, and Clarissa Koster. She is our election supervisor. They are joining us again to make sure you all, our listeners, understand what's coming up in our 2022 election cycle, polling stations, deadlines, voting early, voting absentee, voting in person, and importantly, which offices are going to be on the ballot for you to make these important decisions. We're going to get into election integrity and what kind of ID and verification you need to vote in Idaho. It's all going to happen today, so keep it right here for the information that you need, and we will be right back.
Oh, I love family road trips. The wind in my ears.
Good dog.
Fruits in my mouth, and peace of mind, knowing we went to Les Schwab for our tires, brakes, and alignment. If we had gone to one of those cheap tire stores that don't offer those services, I'd be a doggone wreck. Like Les Schwab, my family's safety is my first priority. Well, that and treats, obviously.
Swing by or book online. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
Boy, am I glad to be done with my holiday shopping.
Oh, I know.
And now I just want to relax.
Me too. Well, except there's one more store we should check out.
Oh, no way.
Because this week, we can get a Samsung, LG, or Sony TV at an incredible price.
Really? Where?
At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. They're really cutting deals.
Because the holidays are over?
Yep. So this is our chance to get what we wanted for Christmas.
Are the prices really that good?
Yes. For 7 days, they are. And Video Only has those top-rated models we were thinking about all on sale.
All right. The best stuff cheap is worth a trip.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back in, everyone. Say hello and welcome to Michael Rosedale, our Bonner County Clerk, and Clarissa Koster, Election Supervisor. Thanks, you guys, for being with us today.
Thank you again for having us.
Well, let's get started. Just jump in with which elections are coming up. Do we have a special coming up in March, or is it all go for May?
You know, it's all go for May. We could have had an election in March, but those would have been specifically for ballot language, levies, levy overrides, that kind of a thing. And none of the taxing districts filed for that. And so we go straight to May.
All right. Very good. May, what's the date now?
The election day is going to be May 17th, and that's going to be the primary, the partisan primary for all our local, state, federal, everything offices. So that's going to be a huge, huge election. And so what we have there, we have our local our local election. We have representatives, District 1, senators, District 1 and 2, you know, the governor, all the way. Everybody's up to bat.
You know, in talking about that, May 17th is the primary where we determine the Republican candidate for governor. So, for example, the Democratic candidate for governor, and they compete in the fall. There is a bill in the House, and House Bill 439, that changes the way you can that you must identify yourself as either a Republican or Democrat and do it early on. I don't know the status of that bill, if it's out of committee. Do you know, Michael?
I don't, but what we have to go on per the Secretary of State is what is law right now, and so we have to gear up everything towards the way the statutes currently read.
Okay. So. It's the bill is to limit the ability of unaffiliated voters to affiliate with a certain party right up to the primary. And they say, oh, okay, I'm a Republican. You know, and they want to try to limit that so that we don't have unaffiliated voters that might be Democrats, let's just say it like it is, and they want to vote in the primary as a Republican. And there's going to be some effort, apparently, to keep that from happening.
Well, there could be. If they push that through and it actually passes this year, it would have to be one that implements immediately. Usually what happens with the legislature when they pass bills, they're effective July 1. But
right.
If they're trying to do it for a primary, obviously that's before July 1, so it would be effective immediately.
Yeah. I think the primary would be important, but they may not be able to get to that, like you say. All right, so we have the primary coming up in May for, and what were the different levels? What are the different offices that we are going to be looking at?
Yeah, so we have the county offices. We have in Bonner County and all the counties throughout the state, we have Commissioner District Number 2, Commissioner District Number 3, the clerk, the assessor, the treasurer, and the coroner. Those offices are all up for election this year.
All right, let's begin. Clarissa, let's get you in on this conversation. How can we help people get registered? We have people out there that are not registered. They want to vote. How do they do that?
Well, they can come into our office and do registration. The voter registrations must be done by April 22nd before the May primary. They can also go online to the Idaho Secretary of State's website, which is voteidaho.gov. And as long as they have an Idaho-issued valid driver's license, they can register to vote online as well.
All right. Now, if they're registering to vote online, so they have an Idaho-issued driver's license, and that's their photo ID, right?
Right. The state system has a way to verify the residency versus with the DMV records that are captured at the time that you use your Idaho-issued driver's license.
So if we have new residents who have not, for some reason, gotten their Idaho driver's license, how do they register if they need to do that with you in person? What do they bring?
So they would bring some type of photo ID. It can be an out-of-state driver's license. That's one thing we need to check. We need photo ID or some type of identification card. But then they will also have to bring in some type of document which contains their valid residence address associated with them.
So how do we make sure that someone is not voting in Oregon and coming into Idaho and voting in Idaho?
So there is some ability for people to slip through the net of keeping people from voting twice. That's an extremely small case where somebody would be moving from one state to another to try to accomplish that specifically. But when they come, the states talk to each other. It's easier when they come to a new county. And if they try to vote here, they would have to do all the registration hoopla.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't yet have an Idaho driver's license, perhaps. Let me go back to one other comment. How do you register if you're new here to Idaho? The biggest thing is we have to triangulate and verify three things. We have to match your face with your name, with your physical address. So where you actually live, not where you get your mail, because depending upon where you physically live, you could be involved with different taxing districts, different school board trustee zones, all that kind of stuff. So we have to do that. Getting somebody coming in from another state and stopping them from voting is a very, 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 very small problem.
It probably is only applicable for a presidential. I mean, who's going to vote in Oregon with a ballot that's going to select county commissioners in Bonner County or even governor?
Right. And it's a felony. And I think that most of the AGs and local prosecuting attorneys would prosecute that.
I think there might be another, perhaps more dangerous, but taken care of also, I'm assuming, is if someone who is a resident in Idaho and they try to vote twice in Idaho.
Now, fortunately, like if you try to vote twice in Bonner County, and actually even in Idaho, when you check in, 10x, depending upon how you try to vote. If you try to vote with an absentee ballot, there is a fantastic safeguard. Once you return that absentee ballot, your name is basically marked with having voted already. So no matter where you go, you can't vote again. You're done.
Not only if you've registered for an absentee ballot and you've received it, whether you've returned it or not, that's on you.
No, that's not quite true.
Oh,
that's
really?
A great point, though. That's a great.
Okay.
If you request an absentee ballot and you get it in the mail and your dog ate it, you know, like homework,
Yeah. You
can go to the polling place until you've signed that affidavit envelope and it's received back in our office where we wand it and check your signature. You could still say, I'm not going to vote that. Instead, I want to go to my polling place and vote with everybody else. And we will void that barcode, void everything, and that ballot will never make it back into our office.
Okay, so one way or the other, you can only vote that, you know,
yes.
Either use your absentee or vote early or in person, and that's it. So as we're talking about voting integrity here a little bit, I have talked to several people, and I'm trying to think, I think it's all of the candidates for governor have talked about this, that there's a certain paper, a certain kind of paper that some states are using that are really difficult to replicate. They can't be Xerox. It is just one and done. It's like your passport under the light. Is there some move afoot that we would have that in Idaho?
So there's versions of watermark paper, especially for ballots. That is better than nothing, but it's nothing compared to what Bonner County uses. Bonner County uses a unique identification number on every single ballot. Our system issues that number, and when we get that back, our system crosses that number off. So if we gave you, Barbara, a ballot, and you made photocopies for your 50 closest friends, and you all marked it the way you wanted to, only the first one back would be red, because then that unique ID number gets canceled. And with the watermark, if there's a problem with the ballot and trying to find that ballot is impossible, and the only way you're going to prove that that ballot's legitimate is by holding it up to the light or to a blue light or whatever kind of light to try to find that watermark, whereas ours, it automatically gets kicked out and does not count. It cannot be counted. Our machines won't. You can't override our machines to make them count those void.
Is this true in all of the counties of Idaho with this unique ID number?
Unfortunately, it's not. I think part of the problem is money. So when I came to office 7 years ago, Marie Scott had a HAVA grant fund set up of about $200,000. Now, that was money that we received to Help America Vote Act. She had that all done. We had all the co-pays, the matching funds were done. We just had to use it, and we were able to find a fantastic system. A lot of other counties don't have that, or lost it or used it on something else. I had a fantastic position of coming in and having that at my discretion. So I could get a fantastic system when I got here. Most counties do not. I would say probably only 7 or 8 counties use the unique ID.
Wow. What would it cost? Is Kootenai County, do they have a unique ID?
They do not, but they would like to. I don't believe they do.
They use ESNS.
They use ESNS, so they do not.
Okay.
Only HART that I know has that in our local systems, and Ada County has HART, but they don't use the unique, they use the watermark paper.
Oh, okay. So what would it cost for some county to go into that? You were years ago when it was probably a better deal, but what would it cost now, do you think?
You know, depending upon how many precincts you have, it would be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a lot of money because it's the whole system. It's not just, you know, one button that you push that adds a number to the side of the ballot.
You know, for voter integrity, this is going to sound cavalier, but I don't think $1 million is that much to say, you know, we're going to put in this system and this is going to lock it. You know, I don't think that's too much money.
I guess it depends on who pays for it, because everybody wants that, as do I.
Taxpayers.
Fortunately.
Taxpayers pay for it.
Exactly.
We
have that. Yeah, we have that. So we get the luxury of even talking and bantering about it. But if you don't, then it would be, somebody's got to pay for it, and it would be us via our income tax or us via our local tax or
whether it comes from the feds or a combination of the state and local, whatever, you know, it's always the taxpayer. Who else? Nobody else. Is there some other taxing district in, I don't know, Peru that I don't know about? I mean, it's all us. So it's us. All right. So now that we are registered to vote, let's discuss the different ways that we can vote here in Idaho. And let's begin with the absentee ballots. And let's begin with that process to become eligible to receive that absentee ballot. How do we do that?
Well, obviously, first you have to be registered, and then you can come into our office and request an absentee request form, fill that out, leave it with us. We will go through all those, double check the signature that we have on file to your voter registration card, and then we will send you the ballots when they need to be sent out.
So we need to be doing that now because absentee ballots, they're like Cinderella.
You do have to renew.
They go bye-bye on December 31st every year, and in January you have to re-up, right?
Yes, you do. So you do have to fill out a new absentee request form every year, and folks are starting to do that now. We do have the forms. You can also do it online through the Secretary of State's website. However, they do not have that open as of yet.
Okay, so voteidaho.gov
is
not, but we can register for absentee in person at the elections office.
Yes, you can.
Which is on Highway 2. Where is it? Highway 2, corner of Highway 2 and Division?
Yes.
Big
1500 Highway 2. It's the big old federal building, the big.
I was going to say it was a big old pretty building on the. And you have beautiful flowers. Who does your flowers? It's gorgeous. You guys work in a really nice place.
Yes.
Has an elevator too, but I don't take the elevator. Oh, yeah. Absentee ballots. So you have to renew every year. And, you know, the other thing that I guess I knew it, but I didn't focus on it last year, Clarissa, was that, like, you can request an absentee ballot for the primary because you're going to be gone, but you want to vote somehow in person, either early or in person for, like, the November election. So you can pick which elections you want to be absentee, or you can just check you want them all absentee.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, you can pick and choose, or you can check them all.
It's very cool. It's like a little cafeteria.
Yeah.
I like it.
Makes it convenient.
It does make it convenient. When will voteidaho.gov be open to register my absentee ballot request?
Well, that I can't answer. It just says on the state's website that it's in the process of being upgraded for the new primary year. I would have to expect by at least the first, second week in February, they would have it open, but they haven't told us exactly.
I would think so. And once they get it open, I've used it, was it just last year or the year before also? I don't know, but it's super easy. I mean, it's very intuitive. I mean, you don't have to know anything except who you are and what your numbers are. It is not challenging at all in terms
it is very
of
easy.
Technology. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I have a lot of people. We're going to take a break here, but let me ask the question, and then you guys can deal with it when we get back. I have lots of people who are always asking about voter integrity and absentee ballots, you know, are on the list also. How do they control absentee ballots? And they get confused with mail-in ballots. Even though you do mail in an absentee, it's not actually a mail-in ballot. So let's clear that up for our listeners today, that they can have confidence in the absentee ballot system. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do that right now. Don't go anyplace. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Welcome back to the Raptors Weather Center, brought to you by Triple Play. I'm Stan, your official weather dino, and here's today's forecast. It's going to be chilly and possibly quite cold. Have a great day out there!
A little vague?
Well, I mean, it's winter in the PNW. No need to overthink it. And besides, my point is that cold temps make it a great time for warm indoor fun at Triple Play.
Very true. Our home, the fabulous Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park, is always 86 degrees. But an accurate weather forecast really requires a meteorologist.
Oh, I eat plenty of meat.
No, Stan.
Joking!
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
It's never winter in our water park.
Or always summer.
Hey, those are the same thing.
So, what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome in. We are talking all things election right here in Idaho, right here in Bonner County, keeping you up to date on how to register and what's going to be on that ballot. So we were talking before we went on break, Michael, about the difference between an absentee ballot, which we have in Idaho, and what's called a mail-in ballot, which we do not have here in Idaho. And that's so confusing because we mail in our absentee ballot.
Right.
But so straighten us out here.
Idaho has a fantastic system of absentee ballots. Other states have mail ballots, which basically means they mail them to everybody, whether they've asked them or not, whether they've proved that they're even alive or not, whether their systems are cleaned up. Idaho, you have to request it. And when you request your absentee ballot, you have to actually sign that request. It's either done online through the Secretary of State, like we talked about, now not yet this year, but it will be later in the year. When they match your driver's license and all the information on that, including your signature, or you sign a document and get that to our office. Those are always matched against your signature on file. If that's not your signature on file, we contact the person who owns that signature card and say, hey, did you request an absentee ballot? So that's the first fail-safe. Then our office is the one that mails them the proper ballot. Depending upon how you registered and where you live and what's, you know, your taxing, it's not all the primaries. There are lots of different types of election. This particular one is a primary. But depending upon where you live and how you're registered, our office literally are the pros, and we would be in the best situation to send you the correct ballot. So then we send that to you. You vote that, and then you have to sign the affidavit envelope on the back. When we get that back, we want the barcode on the back of that affidavit envelope and your signature on file from your voter registration card pulls up, and we compare that signature to what's on the envelope. If it doesn't match, we don't count that envelope, and we will not process that ballot until we can contact you and say, did you vote this? Because your signature doesn't match, and they said, yes, I did. I just had a bad day. We, if it's close, we can approve it with that note, or we will make them come back in and sign it. Frequently, a husband and wife sign each other's, and we cannot process those, and we will not process those until they come in and sign their own, because those are a permanent record. Those are, right. And so we can't do that. Yeah. And every election, we have a box of returned absentee ballots that we cannot open because the signatures were not verified.
Do the absentee ballots also have that unique number that you were talking about?
Yes, they do. So you can't take your absentee ballot and make 50 copies for your, you know, 50 favorite friends or whatever.
Different signatures or whatever.
Right.
Because first of all, it's not going to be registered. You know, it's not going to be, you know, they haven't gone through the process for that for them.
Right. And if somebody, right. So if somebody tried to return a fake ballot, it wouldn't have the affidavit envelope. So there's no way it would make it past our doorway. It can't come into our system. We cannot open those envelopes because they don't have that affidavit barcode where we can check against the signature.
You know, Michael, what I find interesting, and I didn't know this until I don't know when, a few years ago, is that not all ballots are exactly the same, because some people over here have a special election or something that they're voting on, or they have a taxing district, something going on with them. I mean, everybody's going to get to vote for a governor's candidate, but there might be something that's unique to their
it could be their taxing district.
Or
it could
their
be their
taxing
it
district.
Can be a taxing district, a local water sewer. Now, not this time, but sometimes it can be. We can have over 150 different ballot faces that we in our elections office. That's why it is. I mean, it's a big deal to pull off an election, and we can distribute those exactly right. But it takes a lot of being careful.
I think that's what people don't understand, and why coming in, Clarissa, with your specific physical address is important, so you get the right ballot, that you get the ballot that's for you, that you get to vote for. You say, why is my water board not on my not on my ballot here? Of course it would be, but because you asked for the physical address, and that's what establishes the ballot they get, the polling station they go to, and all of that.
Yes, there's a lot of checks and balances. Yes.
No kidding. I don't know how you guys do this. Do you get like war zone pay or something?
Well, fortunately, we have computers. We have a really, really great computer system, great ballot system, great people.
Thank God for computers. I'm telling you, I am all in on computers. I know a lot of people don't like them or think they don't like them. I love them.
Yes.
Okay, so mail-in, we don't have mail-in in Idaho, so you don't have to worry about that. We only have absentee ballots, and they are secure. So, okay, absentee ballots. Another way to vote in Idaho is to vote early in person.
That is correct.
How does that work?
Well, we're going to be holding early voting in our office starting on May 2nd, and it will run through May 13th at 5 p.m. So you just need to go ahead and come into our office, show us your ID, get checked in. We will issue you your ballot. And it's pretty much just like voting on election day, except you're doing it early.
But you're doing it in the county office.
Yes, in the elections office that is located in the county admin building.
What if someone isn't registered yet and they come in to vote early and they're not registered? Can they take care of that?
Yes, they can. They can do election day registration, which is accepted during early voting and going through the same protocols of proving who they are, picture ID, residence, and all that.
And then they get a ballot.
Correct.
That matches.
Yes.
And then they vote.
You know, on that note, I want to address something that comes up every once in a while, a handful of times each election. Somebody turns in their absentee ballot and says they want a real ballot. I want everybody to know the absentee ballots are exactly the same as the early voting ballots, which are exactly the same as election day ballots. They are the exact same ballot. So you don't have to worry that you got an inferior ballot or a pretend ballot. They're exactly the same. They all have the unique identifier on them. Everything is exactly the same.
What are people thinking? They want, I don't want an absentee ballot. I want a real ballot.
Well, I understand. I understand. Don't. Well, I understand why some people are
You're
confused.
Very kind.
Well, no, it's because with all the hoopla going throughout the nation on election stuff, everybody is very wary. Everybody is concerned.
True.
And that's a good thing to be concerned. But I just want everybody to know in Bonner County, they're the exact same ballot.
Exactly. All right. Well, it's not, you know, there are no crazy questions. There might be some dumb ones, but there are no crazy questions. No, it's a good question. I want a real ballot. Mike, I want a real ballot.
You'll get it. If you're eligible to vote and you do the right things.
All right. So we can vote absentee. We can vote in person early.
Yes.
You know, before May 17th, between May 2nd and May 13th, go in person anytime that's convenient for you. And finally, we can vote on election day in person up front, kind of the old-fashioned way.
Correct. Yes. All polls will be open starting at 8 a.m. and they close at 8 p.m.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And how do we know where to vote?
Well, we have Find My Precinct on our elections website that you can type in your address to find your precinct, or you can come in, ask us, give us a call. We're happy to help.
Is that at voteidaho.gov or is that a more local
No, website? You get through it through our county website. So if you go to www.bonnercountyid.gov, you're going to click on departments and then go ahead and choose elections and you will pull up our page. And we have lots of valuable information on our website. Just choose the tab that says Find My Precinct.
I am so glad you said that because it is true. I mean, we're covering a lot of stuff today, but there is so much more information. Bonner County, all spelled out, bonnercountyid.gov. Click on department, click on elections, and you just find a whole bunch of good information.
Yes.
All that we're talking about and more.
Correct, yes.
And so we type in our address and we can find out where our polling station is.
Yes, you can. You can find out which precinct you're in and where that precinct votes.
And again, just like voting in person early, if you are an unregistered voter, you can register on election day.
Yes, you can.
And vote.
At the polls, yes.
I'll go back to that question I asked earlier about House Bill 436. So people will be restricted from affiliating. If they're unaffiliated and they show up early voter, let's say 436 passes, and they show up and they are unaffiliated, they're still going to be unaffiliated. How does an unaffiliated person, what does their ballot look like?
So a nonpartisan ballot is a very boring ballot. You will have basically a judge's contest. judge's confirmation for magistrate judge, or in this case, Barbara Buchanan will be up in May. It'll be that, because that's not a partisan office, and that'll be it.
Okay, so let's make sure our listeners understand. Let's say a person is a registered Democrat. So when the absentee ballot comes, or they go early in person, or they show up on election day, they've got this same ballot, and it's got all the Democratic options. No Republicans.
Correct.
Are on there. And then if there's any nonpartisan, like judges or something,
correct.
But they are making decisions for the Democratic candidates.
Yes, and actually bringing that point up is an interesting thing. We've had a lot of people say they want the unaffiliated ballot or the nonpartisan ballot, believing that that means they get everything. But in fact, they get almost nothing because
nothing.
Everything is partisan. And if they ask for a nonpartisan, they're asking to remove all the partisan issues.
So you're a Democrat, you get a Democrat ballot.
Yes.
You're a Republican, you get the Republican candidates
right.
on your ballot. And if you're unaffiliated, which like lots of people are, you get just the unaffiliated, nonpartisan, like
right.
judges, and that's it.
Yes, I strongly encourage Republicans and Democrats and whatever you are, don't get the nonpartisan ballot. Make sure that you're in a position to get a partisan ballot. Otherwise, you'll have almost nothing to vote on.
Right. So that's why House Bill 436 is so important, because it says, you know what, you can't wait until May 17th to tell us you're a Democrat or Republican. You got to declare that out here early, and then that's going to lock you in. That's the ballot you're going to get.
I believe that's correct. They haven't passed that yet.
They haven't
so
passed
until they
it.
Pass that yet, we have to have all of our training stuff geared up for the other way,
exactly.
which is different. Currently, an unaffiliated can choose to affiliate as a Republican. The Democrat Party will allow them to have a
At
Democrat
the last
ballot.
Moment.
So there's it's a very there are odd rules depending upon what party you are and what party you want to vote. And we don't need to talk about that now because it's very confusing. And they are talking about changing that law as we speak. So.
Yeah, exactly. I think they need to change it. It's very confusing. I think you need to declare so you get the appropriate ballot. You need to make up your mind.
And we have to train 300 poll workers to understand the laws too. And it is very confusing. And
yes.
So it's a huge job on our part and on the poll workers. Anyway.
Yeah, excellent. All right, we're up against another break. We're going to take it right now. We will be right back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock InstaChains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Are you dreaming of a vacation or staycation? Why not do some good while planning your next getaway by bidding on a live package at the Bonner General Health Foundation's 14th annual Virtual Heart Ball on February 12th. From luxury glamping in Moab to tearing up Honky Tonk Row in Nashville, our live auction has something for everyone. Bidding starts online on February 1st. Join us for the virtual event benefiting time-sensitive emergency imaging. Visit bonnergeneral.org or the BGH Facebook event page for more details.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and like hugged me and held me while I like was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's gonna be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This week at the co-op, we have a new product in the equine department, all-terrain Cavallo hoof boots. Covallo hoof boots are intended to provide protection and support for the barefoot horse ridden over any terrain at any speed. You can find Covallo horse and rider protective boots at the co-op now, along with a handy measuring guide to help you get the right fit. And these boots even have a companion support pad, also available at the co-op. In the tack department, Angela has a great selection of consignment saddles in a wide variety of styles and sizes. Now is a great time to shop our tack area for the upcoming riding season. Covallo hoof boots, consignment saddles, and tack at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. Find us on the web at coopgasandsupply.com or see us in the store, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
North Idaho's radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We are talking today with Michael Rosedale. He is Bonner County Clerk, and Clarissa Coster. She is the elections supervisor here in Bonner County. And they have, honestly, I try to stump them every time they're here on the air. I can't do it. They always have an answer, and they always have a good answer. So praise God for that. So there are a couple of things that we haven't talked about yet. And one is the candidate filing window for people who want to run for these offices.
Yes. Now, all the candidate filing, depending upon, regardless of whether you're talking about a county level, state level, all the way up to federal level, the county filing starts February 28th. The last day of February, and it runs through March 11th, and we have to receive the paperwork in our office by 5 o'clock on March 11th. That also is the same date, which is the deadline to change your party affiliation. So if you're one party and you want to vote in, you know, as a different, or if you're going to change your party, you have to do it by March 11th.
So unlike the undeclared or the unaffiliated voter, they can change whenever they want to.
Right now they can, yes.
Right now they can. But if you have already declared, hey, I'm a Democrat, you only have until March 11th to change to a Republican if you think you want to do that, which why would any Democrat want to do that?
Well, I don't want to guess as to why anybody would do it. One thing you could do, though, you could change to unaffiliated on March
11th. You could change to unaffiliated.
And then the current law would be that you get to pick which ballot you want
on
election day, which makes a mess for everybody. But you can do that. However, if you're going to run...
That's really sneaky thinking, though.
Well, I don't know. It's the rules. It's the code right now. But if you're going to run for a partisan position... you do need to lock in that party.
You have to declare.
Right. So if you're running for a Republican something, you have to be a Republican to run in that race, obviously.
Well, you have
to. Or a Democrat to run in the Democrat race.
Well, you have to identify yourself as a Republican.
And you have to be.
It might be a little bit like a man identifying as a woman.
You have to be registered.
But the point is you have to declare what you believe you are so your name goes on the correct ballot.
Yes.
Otherwise, your name might be over, end up on the Democratic ballot or the Republican ballot.
Yes, you have to affiliate with the party you're going
to
run
you are.
For. Yes.
I love it. Is this public information? Can I call, like on March 12th, call your office and say, I want a list of everybody who has filed and get their party, their declared party affiliation?
You can, yes. Probably by March 12th, we won't quite have the whole list compiled on a nice paper for you, but we can definitely go through the filings.
So not just me, I didn't mean to make it personal, but so if anybody wanted to know, I want to know who the candidates are and who they've declared that they are.
Yes.
Is that available like on your website at some point, or we could actually call the office and ask for a list? I hate to... Put that burden on you.
But. You can call us and ask us for a list. It is public record. If possible, we will direct you to our website, which we will post it within the next few days after the filing deadline.
Okay.
It just takes us a little time to get it compiled and on there.
Of course.
But yes, it is public record. If you want to call us, that's fine. We can send you a list, or we can also direct you to our website to pull it up for yourself.
Okay. Well, I think on website would be really great to recognize how busy they are.
Another thing with that is as soon as we have all the candidates having filed, we immediately start making our ballots. So there's a window to withdraw your name, mm-hmm. but pretty soon, I mean, we just basically get right into it right away. And as soon as possible, we will actually have a sample of everybody's ballot posted on our website with hyperlinks to that ballot so you can find your exact precincts or polling places ballot for a Republican, Democrat, Constitution, whatever. Wherever you can find your exact ballot face that you will be seeing on Election Day.
That is so awesome. That website, by the way, y'all better get this, you know, in your directory, in your cell phone. It's Bonner County, all spelled out, bonnercountyid.gov. And then you click on Department. And then you find elections and click on that. And that will get you to all of this really amazing information.
You know, let me bring up one other thing on a lot of everybody's concern with voter security, ballot security, all that. And I think there's a great need to be concerned about that. One of the things that we do by state law is conduct an logic and accuracy test on our equipment. And that makes sure that our equipment reads the ballot properly and gives the right results based on what the ballot actually says. And there's a mathematical algorithm to mark those dictated by the Secretary of State. We program our own ballots. We program our own software. We don't ship it out to anybody. So we don't have to, and you don't have to worry about somebody at some corporate someplace in some other state fixing our election, so to speak.
Putting a little glitch
exactly,
in there
or like a weighted average
work.
Or anything like that. No, yeah. We do it all, 100%. Nobody touches our stuff except for us. But we have what's called that logic and accuracy test, and that will be on Wednesday, May 11th at 10 a.m. And if anybody would like to be there, they're welcome to come. And we do it for you. We do it for us. We do it to, you know, make sure that our equipment is working perfectly and the results have to be exactly right. And we're going to be going through hundreds and hundreds of ballots, all with a different combination of marks on them for overvotes, undervotes, a different order of name, different order of alphabet, all that. And it has to be exactly right.
So let me understand, this is a program that was developed for the state of Idaho. Do all the counties run this?
It's not a program. What it is, it's testing. We all use a method. It's like an alphabet, but it's how to mark your own ballots, and then you run them through, and the results then would be predictable to be.
Because you know you've marked 1,000 ballots.
Exactly. And I have a spreadsheet showing exactly how each and every single ballot is marked. And you can go back and it will generate what the answer should be if our machines are reading them and reporting properly.
Correctly.
Exactly.
You called this a logic and accuracy algorithm?
I say algorithm program. Because we don't actually get a physical anything from the Secretary of State. The method and how to mark the ballots is directed by the Secretary of State, but they don't give us a software. They don't give us an Excel sheet.
The reason I'm asking, I said, who's watching the accuracy of that? I guess you...
Well, we do. We do.
You are looking at it.
We look at that. We make sure that it works perfectly. We would not hold an election if it was bad. We would. Fortunately, we haven't been in that situation. It would be quite a pickle, actually, if that happened, wouldn't it?
It would be. All right. I am so glad you brought that up. We'll talk about that again. Hopefully, I'll have you both back on before the primary just to go through some of this again so people can make sure.
And
it's so important that people participate.
And let me interrupt.
Yeah.
If we had a problem with the logic and accuracy on Election Day, we would hand count every single ballot. We would not go there. I mean, we would have a perfect election. It would just be much harder.
But in every case, we will have a
perfect election. It's just a matter of we can do it the fast and, I think, more accurate way. But if something fails, we will hand count.
I know. All right. Thanks a lot for being with us today, Mike Rosedale, Clarissa Koster. Next week, we continue our in-depth interview with various candidates that now I know they need to, they have announced, but they haven't filed yet. So stay with us for your easiest way to get to know them. Not listening to just campaign ads, but listening to real questions and real answers. Next week, I'm talking with Bonner County candidate for County Commissioner Luke Ahmed. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care and God bless you.